Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, April 19th. In today's episode, updates from the first phase of voting for the Lok Sabha elections. Arvind Kejriwal moves Delhi court over health concerns. PM Modi's Shehzada jibe against Rahul Gandhi and Akhilesh Yadav. Congress claims anti-BJP sentiment in Uttar Pradesh and Iran-Israel tensions escalate. First up, Lok Sabha polls 2024 billed by the BJP as a milestone to 2047 and the opposition as a battle for democracy survival began today. There are 102 seats across 21 states and union territories and nearly 17 crore voters in the first phase of the seven-phase exercise. Nearly 40% voter turnout was recorded till 1 p.m. across the states. The polling continues till 6 p.m. The voting began on turbulent notes in some areas, particularly Bengal, Chhattisgarh and some locations in the northeast. In Bengal, several cases of poll violence were reported from Kuch Bihar. Trinamool and BJP workers allegedly clashed in the Chandmari area where one TMC worker was reportedly injured. Both the parties registered complaints related to violence, intimidating voters and assault on poll agents, news agency PTI reported. A senior officer told PTI, and I quote, "We have received a few complaints, but we have no reports of violence so far," unquote. In Manipur's Bishnupur district, gunfire was reported outside a polling station, while EVMs were vandalized at a polling station in Imphal East. Both these incidents are from inner Manipur. In Nagaland, the chief election officer issued a show cause notice to the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, or ENPO, for disrupting the poll process. They had called for a complete shutdown starting April 18th and asked the voters to abstain from voting. Reports suggest as many as six districts witnessed zero voter turnout. The ENPO, which has been demanding a separate administration with more financial autonomy, declared a public emergency and called on locals to boycott this election. The notice alleges the ENPO attempted to, quote, "to use undue influence by interfering with the free exercise of those residing in eastern Nagaland areas to vote in the general election," unquote, and asked them to explain why action should not be initiated against them. Under subsection of Section 171C of Indian Penal Code, whoever voluntarily interferes or attempts to interfere with the free exercise of any electoral right commits the offence of undue influence at the election. In response, the group has said, quote, "This was a voluntary initiative by the people," arguing that action under Section 171C is not applicable as no offence related to undue influence at any election is committed. In Uttar Pradesh's Nagina, Chandrasekhar Azad of Azad Samaj Party told NDTV, quote, "There have been reports of malfunction in 40-odd EVMs and some have complained VVPAT machine is not showing the vote confirmation slip. I'm going to the booths to take stock." In Nagina, Dalit minorities, Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist and business people all are united, unquote. And next, jailed Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has petitioned Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court, seeking directions to Tihar jail officials to provide him with insulin and allow his regular doctor to monitor his health. The court will give their order after receiving replies from the Enforcement Directorate and jail authorities on Monday. The Chief Minister, arrested last month in the alleged liquor policy scam case, is a type 2 diabetes patient who Aam Aadmi Party alleged last night, quote, "is not being given insulin despite repeated requests." Aam Aadmi Party leader Atishi claimed there was a conspiracy to kill Mr. Kejriwal. Atishi's charge came hours after the Enforcement Directorate, which arrested Mr. Kejriwal on March 21st, opposed a request for video consultation with his regular doctor. The probe agency's lawyer told the Rouse Avenue Court that Aam Aadmi Party leader's condition, if serious, had been triggered by regularly eating mangoes and sweets and drinking tea with sugar, none of which is advice for diabetics. Speaking for Mr. Kejriwal, advocate Abhishek Manu Singhvi said, quote, "out of 48 times meals sent from home, mangoes were there only 3 times. They want to do a media trial with such statements," unquote, referring to ED's mango and aloo puri comment earlier, and repeated a request for video call with the regular doctor. ED's counsel said, quote, "we would like to file a reply. Even the shortest time is enough," unquote. But Mr. Kejriwal's advocates objected, saying ED has nothing to do with it. Quote, "the matter is between us, jail authorities and the court," unquote. They added that they have never seen such a level of pettiness in the 75 years of independent India. The jail authorities argued, quote, There was no stipulation in his diet that he should have fruit or anything. In fact, he's not following the diet. We have also got an opinion from Ames. According to this, he should avoid mangoes, unquote. Adding that there's no need for insulin if Mr. Kejriwal follows a proper diet, as he has not taken insulin since February 1st. And next, updates from the poll campaigns. Prime Minister Narendra Modi kicked off the election campaign trail again after a 48-hour pause on campaigning in compliance with the Model Code of Conduct. Addressing a rally in Amroha, Uttar Pradesh, Prime Minister Modi urged voters to use their rights and cast their votes in this festival of democracy. Without taking names, the Prime Minister cornered Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and Samajwadi chief Akhilesh Yadav. Quote, "The shooting of the film Do Shehzade Ki Jodi is going on, but their film has already been rejected. Every time these people go out to seek votes from the people of Uttar Pradesh, they carry a basket of dynasty, corruption and appeasement. They do not leave any chance to attack our faith," unquote. Hitting out at the Congress candidate from Amroha, Danish Ali, the Prime Minister claimed that he has objections in saying Bharat Mata Ki Jai. Meanwhile, in an interview with NDTV, Union Home Minister Amit Shah predicted Bharatiya Janata Party's best ever showing in four southern states this election. Quote, "This time from the south, I feel it will be our best ever showing. Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Karnataka. In these states, we will have a strong result. For the first time in South India, Prime Minister Modi's popularity has grown so that we can get votes and seats," unquote. The Bharatiya Janata Party has historically struggled most in Tamil Nadu and Kerala. The opposition rejected PM Modi's claim that Western UP suffered under Congress. The Congress party claims there is a silent undercurrent brewing across Uttar Pradesh against the failures of the Modi government, as it flagged issues such as neglect of sugarcane farmers and examination paper leaks. Congress General Secretary Jairam Ramesh said today, and I quote, "Today's question for the Prime Minister as he heads to Uttar Pradesh. Why has the BJP neglected UP's sugarcane farmers? 20,000 crores later, why is the Ganga still India's most polluted river? Is the Modi Sarkar doing anything to prevent paper leaks?" Unquote. In Madhya Pradesh, Chindwara Mayor Vikram Mahake, who recently joined the Bharatiya Janata Party, urged people to vote for Congress's Nakul Nath. Quote, "Soon after joining a political party, I was feeling suffocated. I felt that I was not doing the right thing with a person who has developed Chindwara," unquote, Mr. Ahake said in a video message shared on social media. Breaking from breaking news, for fans of fish curry, some bad news. Singapore has recalled Everest fish curry masala, a popular spice product imported from India, alleging the presence of elevated levels of ethylene oxide, a pesticide unsuitable for human consumption, in the spice blend. This move comes in a response to a notification issued by the Center for Food Safety in Hong Kong, highlighting the presence of ethylene oxide at levels surpassing permissible limits. The authorities say the pesticide, though usable on a farm, poses a health threat to consumers in the masala blend. Now back to news. Did Israel launch missiles at Iran, as reported by an unnamed US official? Explosions heard in Isfahan were a result of the activation of Iran's air defense systems, an Iranian official told Reuters today, asserting that no missile attack was launched inside the territory. According to initial reports, Israeli missiles hit a site in Iran. Isfahan province houses several Iran's nuclear sites, including Natanz, centerpiece of the country's uranium enrichment program. While refuting a missile attack, Iran said it did intercept drone attacks. Several drones, quote, have been successfully shot down by the country's air defense, unquote, Iran's peace agency spokesman Hussein Dalirian said on X. The Israeli military says don't have comment at this time after reports of blast in Iran, reports AFP. Though Israel warned it would hit back after Iran fired hundreds of missiles and drones at Israel over the weekend. Most of them were intercepted. The International Atomic Energy Agency said today there was no damage to Iran's nuclear sites in the alleged attack by Israel on Iran. The agency continues to monitor the situation very closely and calls for extreme restraint from all sides, stressing that nuclear facilities should never be a target in military conflicts. Meanwhile, today, Israeli strikes targeted a Syrian army position in the country's south, Syria's government said today. In a statement, Syria's defense ministry said, and I quote, "The Israeli enemy carried out an attack using missiles, targeting our air defense sites in the southern region and causing material damage," unquote. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights War Monitor said Israel targeted an army radar that had detected the entry of Israeli planes into Syria's airspace. And lastly, India, known as the largest democracy in the world, also has very passionate voters. In Jammu and Kashmir's Udhampur, a couple still in their wedding attire soon after the festivities, before heading to their marital house, went to the polling booth. The couple spoke to news agency ANI after they arrived to cast their ballot. The couple got married yesterday, and after the traditional bidai or farewell ritual today, the newlyweds arrived at the polling station to cast their votes. Radhika Sharma, the bride, told ANI, and I quote, "Yesterday our wedding ceremony took place, and today after my farewell, I told my husband that we must cast our votes. I will convey to everyone that they must not waste their votes," unquote. While in Nagapattinam district of Tamil Nadu, a 101-year-old woman came to cast her vote in her village, even though she lives in Puducherry. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.